Each time you present yourself at the boundary or at the airport as a visitor, you need to establish your bona fides as a visitor. And you need to be able to demonstrate to the examining officer that you are a frequent visitor for genuine reasons. And in all the circumstances, it's important to be able to allow that officer to be satisfied that the kind of activity that you're intending to engage in whilst you're in Hong Kong is permitted under the visitor visa category. And of course, you've got the challenge of satisfying the examining officer each time you present yourself. So more frequently you come here, the more burdensome the challenge is, because you will be accruing a frequent visitor record. And on the basis that you're able to satisfy the officer, as I think you've experienced in your recent interactions with them, really everything should be okay. So you've got the burden of proving your bona fides as a visitor, and a good way to do this and to ensure that you don't meet any problems is to prepare in advance a portfolio of information and have it ready to hand, so that the next time you do have an interaction or an exchange with the immigration officer, you'll be able to show what it is that's actually bringing you and keeping you here. So my advice to you would be to prepare, for example, a copy of a recent bank statement showing that you've got sufficient funds to finance your stay whilst you're in Hong Kong. Show a copy of your land register record illustrating that you have property ownership credentials here. Another good idea would be to present a copy of your parents' ID cards and any documentation that references their internment in Hong Kong. And also another good way of satisfying your bona fides would be a letter from your relatives with a copy of their ID cards, which speaks to the relationship that you have with them as family. And also confirming that your frequent visits to Hong Kong are indeed for family visits and family reunion purposes. And I think if you've got all that information to hand, each time that you do present yourself and you are challenged by the examining officer, you'll be able to effectively demonstrate to them that you are here for bona fide visitor reasons. And it would astonish me if they did in fact subject you to a short conditional landing because they were suspicious of your intentions and motivations for during your time here. Now, in terms of how long you can carry on this for, well, you know, the reality is that conceptually you could do it indefinitely, because each time you present yourself, if you're able to freshly satisfy your bona fides to that examining officer, he will admit you, and he or she will admit you on a 180-day basis. There is, of course, the notion that after a certain amount of time, you could be a sort of de facto resident here. That's not going to avail you any kind of privileges for upgraded immigration status in due course. But I think as long as you've got all of the necessary documentation to hand each time you present yourself, satisfying your bona fides, that the idea of an ICL in your passport is probably not something you need to be too concerned about.